You know, that's what I expect competitors to do. And that's what I was talking about the other week when I sensed the competitor's trait in him. Not surprised by that. Expect that to continue. Certainly want to minimize the negativity, but it's just a component of competing at this level. How you respond to adversity defines you individually and collectively.
Mike Tomlin on Justin Fields bouncing back from bad plays. Let's see if he gives him a chance to make some plays early in this game or if he plays it close to the vest. I really like the Steelers. I had an awful feeling last week. I think they come out with their hair on fire. That old expression. Not sure where it comes from. Why someone thought that a positive start to a game where a team was playing its ass off, why it adopted the cliche hair on fire.
Because they're usually moving really fast. And if somebody's got their hair on fire, don't you think they'd be running around like crazy?
Yes, but you would think it would be a negative thing. Like they're just going all over the place because, oh my God, my hair is on fire. What do I do right now? But yet I think it's really in sports parlance, it's really taken on a very positive connotation of lighting the old hair on fire.
I've certainly never heard somebody say they're playing like their hair is on fire and meaning it in a bad way.
Yeah. Like we were just running around out there. You know what they say about that? We were running around out there like chickens
with our head cut off. Again, the humble chicken's got enough problems. It just got decapitated. Now it's used in a negative connotation in
sports. Friday tailgate party with us brought to you by Galease Services, the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. Let's get your thoughts on this game. Do you have a good feeling about Steelers-Cowboys? Yes or no after the Steelers laid an egg in Indianapolis early in the game last week? Let's start with Jeremy in Monroeville. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're pretty good, Jer.
Yeah, so I do have a good feeling, just like you said, that Colts game. The ones we should win, I'm nervous about. This one, it just feels good. I think we're going to explode here soon. Fields keeps looking better and better. And I do hate Dallas very much. And
What is the genesis? Yes, what is the genesis of Jeremy's hatred towards America's team?
So, when I was a kid, I want to say it was 94 or 95, whenever we played them and Neil O'Donnell threw like 95 interceptions. But that I was in third grade. I remember there was pictures in the hallway of Steeler players urinating on Cowboys players. Like
what?
All through the, like it was, like that was, a, I was Deion Sanders was on that team, correct?
Yes.
Okay, it was Deion, like everywhere.
Oh, like kids were drawing pictures of it. I understand
but
now.
But they were encouraged to draw these pictures by the adult teachers. So, like, of course I'm going to hate the Cowboys.
I took that in a horrifying direction and thought you had somehow gotten, like, access to pictures
right,
of Steelers
kids,
players
down,
doing
this.
Sit
down
this.
With your paper. Let's get out your crayons. Get out that yellow one to draw the pee of one Greg Lloyd urinating on Deion Sanders today, kids. Huh.
Yeah, so I don't
And what school was this?
Well, it was Jeanette. So,
oh, and who was the principal at the time? Let's give that
statute
man a shout out.
Yeah, the statute of limitations for that sort of behavior is long gone.
I think our principal was R. Kelly at the time.
Good line, Jeremy. Thank you.
Yeah, it
was he just setting up for that joke to make a joke about a rapper and peed on people, or do you think legitimately his school was allowing for kids?
Pee on Deion actually sounds like an elementary school kid type of thing. I think that sounds legit.
That does bring back, not the Super Bowl brings back, obviously, a terrible memory, but you've brought this up before. That remember that season opener in 94 that they lost?
It was 95.
They lost a season opener here in 94.
They got pounded by the Cowboys the year they ended up playing them in the Super Bowl, I thought.
And the year before, I think they played them here to start the season.
No. Like, I have to go back and actually find this, but they lost 37-7 to Dallas.
Yes.
I thought it was 95 for some reason.
Okay, but I'm going to tell you in 94 they opened with the Steelers, too. Because that was Barry Switzer's.
No, it was 94. It was 94. You're right, because the Steelers beat the Lions the first year, and they got spanked 26-9 by the Cowboys that year. And then it was
Barry Switzer's first game.
I want to say it was 97, correct. I don't know how I remembered it. It was 97, like the last dying gasps of the Cowboys being good. They got beat by 30 by Dallas at home.
That's one thing our boy Seth and I agree on. Seth hates the Cowboys.
Well, Seth's an Eagles fan. He hates everybody. Hates Giants fans.
And sometimes they hate themselves.
Oh, there's a lot of self-loathing there.
There's cannibalization there.
Oh, yeah, a lot of self-loathing in Philly.
They start turning the knife on one another, these
They
monsters.
Figure if you can't find an opposing...
The hands are rated E for everyone.
What's that?
The hands are rated E for everyone.
These hands are rated E for everyone.
That's a pretty good one.
I actually like that one.
We'll get back to some of your calls here on this. First guy up, Jeremy, tells a story about hating the Cowboys from third grade and tells us he has a very good feeling about this game. We all do. Sometimes that's a bad thing when everyone
usually when you do
the same. Well, I called it last week. So can I go two in a row in a good way? Very optimistic about Steelers-Cowboys. Want to know if you share that sense of good things happening. 412-928-9370. We also have, we don't do this often. This is a rare behind enemy lines segment where we have a Cowboys insider who has a gigantic following about to join us. Because it's such a big game, I do think that there's a smattering of bandwagon Cowboys fans here who want to hear about the team that is going to come here and lose on Sunday. And how naked and afraid are they now at edge rusher now that Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence are out for this game? So sizing up the Cowboys. You know, is the guy that wears the Cowboys hat, the car dealer around here, is he a Cowboys fan?
Richard Bazzi? Good question. I don't think so.
Does he go around and go, yee-haw, how about them Cowboys?
Woo! Wouldn't it be a good bit for him to not wear the cowboy hat during Cowboys
That's
week?
That's right. He should retire. Just like Ravenstahl went Steelerstahl.
Instead of wearing a cowboy hat, he wears a hard hat like a steel worker would.
That would be great. He like throws it in the garbage like Skip Bayless does with his jerseys or like sets it on fire.
Just buy a cheap one.
Yep.
Light it on fire. I think that would be a big move.
All right. We'll go behind enemy lines. Take your calls, too, next segment. 412-928-9370. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia. Let's get a Seth headline in.